Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 16 to 21. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 16 to 21. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, some of the questions we find ourselves asking, not just in our time, but even during the time of when this letter was written to believers scattered across foreign nations. Some of the questions we're asking is, can truth be absolute? Or is it always relative? Can truth ever be objective, or is it always subjective? And sometimes we think that truth can change depending on the times that we're living in and the circumstances of life. You know, in today's culture, many people defend ideas like what's true for you may not be true for me. You know, you do you. You believe in what you believe, but don't put that belief upon me. You know, friends encourage each other. You know, just follow your heart, and you can't go wrong. Usually our personal preferences drive these thoughts, and we simply want the people around us to agree with us so we can keep doing what we want. But, you know, the truth of something can be known only when it's compared with something else. And what we come to believe as Christians, as followers of Jesus, is that the Bible is the absolute standard of truth by which all other truth can be measured. The Bible is not just a book, but it is the reliable word of God that shows us who Jesus truly is. Peter reminded the early church of the gospel's truth during a time when many others claimed to know the real truth. You know, and so as we compare other ideas to the truth of Jesus revealed in the Bible, this is what some of the things that Peter addresses in our passage today. He says the Bible is not a book of myths. It is a true account of eyewitness testimonies. In verse 16, Peter writes this. He says, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we were made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Peter, like some of the other apostles, he followed Jesus. He saw firsthand what Jesus had done. And these testimonies, these eyewitness testimonies, are from people who have seen firsthand with their own eyes and have walked with Jesus himself of what he has done and who he truly is. And so this isn't like a second-hand story. This is a first-hand eyewitness testimony from apostles, people who had followed Jesus in the flesh. One other thing that that Peter talks about in this passage is that the Holy Spirit inspired the writers of the Bible, guiding them like the wind drives a ship on the ocean. You know, it says in verse 21, in the last verse of our passage, that no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. No prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, but it is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so even though there are some books written by people who didn't walk with Jesus in the flesh, the Holy Spirit has directed them and inspired them to write in such a way that God himself wants certain words and certain letters to be communicated and to be shared amongst his followers and believers across all times. And he wants the truth of who he is to be shared and to be communicated, for it to be read and reflected on and to be processed, and for us to have spiritual eyes opened through the truth of God's word, which is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, the Bible is not a book of myths. It's a true account of eyewitness testimonies. It's also inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the third thing that Peter talks about is that the Bible has withstood the test of time. You know, for thousands of years, it has been recognized as one of the primary ways God reveals truth. If you think about it, like, why do we have the Bible? Why do we have Scripture? God could have used many other different means to reveal himself to us, but he chooses to give us the Bible. He gives us Scripture, and through his word, through his Scriptures, we come to see the truth. We come to see what is truly true. And, you know, I think that this is something that we sometimes often forget. You know, the reality is that even Christians today, even though we've encountered God in a personal, intimate way, even though we've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, even though we've followed Jesus for several years now, we ask this question of what is truth. Whether it's out loud or in our conscience, we might ask ourselves from time to time, what really is truth? And this isn't anything novel to our day. In John chapter 18, verses 37 to 38, when Jesus was standing trial before Pilate, Jesus said, "The reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." And then in response, Pilate, the governor of that day, asked Jesus, "What is truth?" There is this similar intrigue and question that we all have, whether it was in first century, in the first century, or in the 21st century. We all have this question, what is truth? And even though Pilate was right in front of Jesus, and even though we ourselves have followed Jesus for several years now, we ask this question, what is truth? But I want to remind you of what Jesus says in John 14, verse 6 about himself. He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me," because Jesus is the truth. And if you want to know what the truth is, I want to encourage you to go to the Scriptures. Read the Word, meditate on it, reflect on it, chew on it, digest it. And as you do so, as you seek guidance from the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will open your spiritual eyes to see that Jesus truly is the truth. And what we read in Scripture, once again, is not a book of myths. It's not something that is interpreted by man, but it is a true account of eyewitness testimonies inspired by the Holy Spirit. And God's truth, God's word, has withstood the test of time. And so I want to encourage you today and ask you some questions. You know, what is one way you've seen the truth in the Bible guide your life? How can you apply the truth of the Bible to your life this week? And as you continue to go in your day, you know, what would it look like for you to allow the truth of God to bear fruit in your life? Maybe it's taking a few minutes during your workday, the rest of your workday, to just pause and to spend time in his word a little bit longer than what you're doing right now. Maybe it's deciding to actually spend every day joining us for 2 Peter and beyond in our devotionals, and to continue to grow in the truth of God. And, however the Holy Spirit might be leading you, I want to encourage you to receive that guidance from the Holy Spirit and to obey. And I'm excited because, you know, I think that there's an endless there's an endless amount of things that we can experience and encounter of who Jesus is. He is an overflowing fountain, and we will just continue to receive just greater revelations of who our God is. And so I hope you'll respond with excitement and joy and urgency and a greater desperation to really know more of who this truth is, who Jesus is. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. And I thank you, God, that that you remind us, God, of what truth is. Truth, God, is not a group of silly myths. It's not an interpretation of man. It's not subjective when it comes to the truth of your word. But Lord, your word is absolute. And your word is the absolute standard by which we can measure all other truths. And God, we ask, Lord, that you would help us to not be swayed by what other people say and what what news say and what social media says. And but Lord, help us to test everything, God, with the truth of your word. And I pray that as we read your word, God, that you would open our spiritual eyes to see more of who you are. Help us to see, God, Lord, that you are living and active, working in our lives when we can't see it. And when we can see it, Lord, help us to, God, give you praise and glory and honor. So, Lord, thank you, God, for this reminder. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen.